Hello, 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 Cryptonauts. Welcome back to another episode of Cryptocurrency Chat. I am your host, Blockchain John. Whoa, that is really loud. Let me turn that down a bit. Okay, there we go. Alright, test. Wow, that's kind of loud. Okay. We'll work with it. Well, let me turn it down a little bit. Test. Okay. Let's work with that. Okay. What is going on, everybody? All right, this is episode 550, and my microphone is just blaring. Let me find out what is going on. It's a super hot mic today. Okay, let's work with it, man. All right, so welcome to episode 550. I am your host, Blockchain John, for this, what are we, Wednesday? Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Okay. So check this out. Oh my God, this monitor is really killing me. Okay. So as you guys know, I've been using Decrypt for like the longest time, right? And for like the past month, or probably more than a month, I've just been trying my best to find the best crypto news on Decrypt because I like it. There's some organization there. Obviously, there's pros and cons to every single website that I go to. But Decrypt, what I notice is that today I'm just frustrated with it. I'm frustrated primarily because it's stuff like this that keeps popping up. It's not like crypto related. Over and over, time and time again, every time I go to Decrypt, it seems like there's more non-crypto news on there. I'm just like, geez, come on already. I'm so done with this. So with using Decrypt, I'm having to dig for some good quality stuff, right? Good quality crypto news. Because that's what C3 Media is. It's cryptocurrency chat. It's all about crypto. I want to bring you guys the best crypto news, yeah? But not, you know, AI is good, but this is cryptocurrency chat. I want to talk about crypto. So I said, you know, let me try CoinDesk, right? CoinDesk is everywhere. Like I said, there's pros and cons to everything. CoinDesk is everywhere. I don't even know where to start with this thing. This is insane. It's like everybody just put a compilation of everything together. It's insane. Oh yeah, and another one that I checked out was Cointelegraph. Cointelegraph. Again, there's pros and cons to everything, but when you start looking at this stuff, I'm like, geez, it's not, I don't feel like it's organized. There's no real, it's not, what am I looking at? Yeah? So, anyways, I ended up finding something somewhat okay. It's called bncrypto.com. Not sponsored, just was browsing around for some new website, right, that provides crypto news, and this one seems to be okay. Actually, let's go, where was it at? I didn't even prepare this correctly. I was everywhere today with this thing. Okay, so when you check out beingcrypto.com, you start to see, like, this is all 100% pure crypto stuff, right? Crypto news everywhere. All right, click on more articles. And there it is. Everything is there, organized, time-stamped. One after another, 100%, all crypto. This is what I'm looking for. Exactly. Wait, hold on. Meta's thread fails to pull. Okay. Nope, there's crypto in there. There's crypto. See, this is what I'm looking for. Just all crypto. So I'm like, you know what? Let's try this, okay? Let's try this. And I'm totally not ready. But anyways, we're so far into the episode already. Let's go ahead. Hey, let's go ahead and check out the coin tree. Yeah, if you guys want to help donate, donate via crypto, you guys can do that through the coin tree. You know, let's see, you can donate Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, a bunch of other cryptocurrencies, even Litecoin. Nostr, you guys can follow us on Nostr. and listen to the podcast and earn some satoshis on fountain.fm. That's a really cool and easy way to earn passive Bitcoin just by listening to the podcast. Okay? And if you guys want to kick back and buy some coffee, there it is. Or donate via PayPal, there it is. Yeah, we're trying to grow the podcast as much as possible, so every penny counts. You can watch the YouTube, the Twitch, when we live stream. All the episodes are there. Follow us on Twitter. And definitely with me on Discord, I am there every single day. Just hit me up. I am always there. And with that said, let's head on over to CoinGecko.com. Let's get our coins our market movements of the day. Market cap is at $1,085,000,000,000, up by 1.8%. The Bitcoin dominance is at 47.2%, while Ethereum is at 18 flat, and the gas is currently at 9 Gwei. Let me take some water. I need some water. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so let's see. Number one is, Bitcoin at $26,270. Up by 1.7% past 7 days with a market cap of $511 billion. Number two, we got Ethereum at $1,619, down by 1.2% in the past 7 days with the market cap of $194 billion. And number three, we have a stablecoin at USDT Tether at 99 cents with a 7-day no gain, no loss, worth $82 billion market cap. And number four, we have BNB at $211, down by 1.6% in the past 7 days, with a market cap of $32 billion. And number five, we have USD Coin at 99 cents with a 0.1% loss in the past 7 days, with a $26 billion market cap. And number six, we have XRP at 48 cents, and it is down 3.6% in the past 7 days, with a market cap of $25 billion. And number seven, we have Lido Staked Ether at $1,620, down by 1% in the past 7 days, with a market cap of $13 billion. And number eight, we have Cardano at 24 cents, down 3.5% in the past 7 days, with a market cap of $8 billion. And of course, we have the best of the best, the meme coin, Dogecoin, at number 9 at 6 cents, down by 3.8% in the past 7 days, at a market cap of $8 billion. It is literally neck and neck with Cardano. Okay. And number 10, we have Solana at $18, down by 4.4% in the past 7 days, and a market cap of $7 billion. And that there, Cryptonauts, is your top 10 daily coins for the day. So, with that said, let's move on over to the first news article. I totally did not organize this at all. I should have just took an extra minute to organize this. But it is what it is. Let's see what we have. Yeah, this is the one. Yeah, okay, let's start with this one. Huobi takes a bold marketing gamble by rebranding to HTX. That's right. Very close to FTX. HTX. Let's see what's going on here. Let's get some water. The crypto exchange Huobi, often surrounded by controversy, has decided to rebrand to HTX. It is a marketing blunder, or does the team have solid reasoning? Why did Huobi rebrand to HTX? According to Huobi's official announcement, the following are the reasons for the rebranding. In HTX, H stands for Huobi, T represents the Tron blockchain, and X stands for exchange. HTX also signifies the combination of the Huobi Native's token sticker, HT, and X for exchange. X also represents the Roman number 10, hence HTX symbolizes the Huobi token and the 10th anniversary of the company. Huobi has also changed the username of its X Twitter account to reflect the branding to HTX, while the domain name of the official website is still unchanged. The front end interface reflects the change. Cool. Let's see. Community critical of move. In a normal scenario, the development might sound like smart branding. However, following last year's collapse of the FTX exchange, most brands would go out of their way to avoid anything that resonated with Sam Bankman-Fried's failed exchange. The community has objected to the rebranding and criticized the team. An ex Twitter user Ryan wrote, quote, "It is supposed to be a joke, FTX, HTX. That's the first thing everyone will think. I wonder why you would brand yourself that way." And the crypto marketing manager, John D., said, quote, "The year that FTX pulled the biggest financial scam in history, one of the biggest centralized exchanges has rebranded to pretty much sound the same, HTX. This has to be trolling." Another user was more direct. Quote, "Fire the branding team right away." It is worth mentioning that before the launch of the OPNX exchange, the founding team consists of the disgraced founders of the 3 Hours Capital, chosen by the name GTX, which also rhymed with FTX. However, later they changed the name to OPNX. Who will be what? Huobi has been in difficulty lately due to the declining reserves and trading volume, with a surge in outflows igniting rumors of insolvency. As of writing, HT token is trading at $2.43, up by 3.35% in the past 24 hours. Do you have anything to say about Huobi's rebranding to HTX or anything else? Write to us or discuss yada yada. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too. Right when I heard about that, I was like, really? HTX? FTX? Oh man, you guys are killing it. Alright, next news article. Court approves FTX liquidation plan. Here is the full list of cryptos to be sold. Oh, by the way, okay, I gotta mention. News articles are written by, okay, the first one was by Harash Notaria. Mm-hmm. All right, this new one is by Josh Adams. Okay, cool. All right, a recent court decision has greenlit FTX's liquidation of $3.6 billion in cryptocurrencies, leading to a decline in the market. Post this order, Galaxy Digital, under the leadership of Mike Novogratz, is set to oversee the sale after the FTX's dramatic downfall and subsequent bankruptcy in November 2022. The discussions around the FTX liquidation and predominantly influenced by traders apprehensive about an oversaturated market. The full list of cryptos FTX will liquidate here. Okay, FTX is set to liquidate a diverse array of crypto assets. Indeed, here's a full list of cryptocurrency FTX plans to liquidate. All right, so the first one is $1.16 billion in Solana. Okay, then there's $560 million in Bitcoin, $192 million in Ethereum, $137 million in Aptos, $120 million in Tether, $119 million in Ripple, $49 million in Bitconomy Exchange Token, $46 million in Stargate Finance, $41 million in Wrapped Bitcoin, $37 million in Wrapped Ethereum. That is, I guess that's it. You would expect it to have more than just that, but apparently that is it. That is odd. Obviously the most that they have there on their books is Solana. And that has been the talks for the past couple days, that if these coins get liquidated, obviously there's going to be a big crash of Solana, because that is a lot of coin that they are holding. But nobody's really talking about OTC. I think there's like one YouTuber that was talking about OTC. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. This stuff is going to be sold OTC, so it's not going to affect the direct market other than FOMO. Right? Anyways, continuing on. This liquidation process will be initiated with blocks of $50 million weekly, gradually escalating to $100 million. Still, there is a stricter guideline for selling insider-affiliated tokens, which mandate a 10-day prior notice to both creditors and the U.S. trustee. Furthermore, FTX plans to delve into the cryptocurrency hedging contracts, initially focusing on Bitcoin and Ethereum. Impact on Solana and other altcoins. The revelation of FTX estate's considerable Solana holding could have led to a 4% decrease in SOL's price to $18.50 in the past week. Furthermore, the exchange's holdings compromised nearly 16% of the total Solana circulating supply. FTX's liquidation approach involves releasing just $9.2 million of Solana token each month. Consequently, the goal is to minimize the asset's immediate market impact. While FTX and Alameda Research combined Bitcoin holdings of $353 million account for roughly 1% of Bitcoin's weekly trading volume, a sum easily absorbed by the market, it is the holding in less liquid tokens like Dogecoin, Tron, and Polygon Matic that poses concerns. These assets, ranging between $20 to $30 million, represent a substantial 6 to 12% of the weekly trading volume for these cryptocurrencies. Crypto market reaction to FTX news. Bitcoin experienced a slight dip upon the news release, losing 0.9% of its value. Likewise, Ethereum dropped 1%, while Solana suffered a more significantly with a 2.2% decline. Nevertheless, prior news earlier this week had already factored in much of this impact. Yes, that is true. Like I said, this has been talked about for the past few days. Currently, the company holds assets exceeding $3.4 billion in digital form. It also boasts a venture investment portfolio valued at approximately $4.5 billion, complemented by $200 million in Bahamian luxury real estate and $529 million in securities. All right. Let's see. Oh, okay. That's what that was. I need to exit this one. Cool. All right. Next news. This has actually been talked about for a while, and I'm happy to report that it's finally here. At least this is what I'm getting from the article. Okay. This is written by Harash Notaria. Bitcoin Lightning gets Coinbase approval. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong has announced the exchange will open up support for the Bitcoin Lightning Network after accusations it has been lagging behind its competitors. Bitcoin Lightning Network solves the slow transaction processes ability of Apex cryptocurrency. It functions as a second layer on Bitcoin, allowing for faster payments. However, until recently, some of the largest crypto exchanges did not support the network. Community demand of Coinbase supports Bitcoin Lightning. Brian Armstrong took to X, aka Twitter, to inform the community that they soon roll out the support for Bitcoin Lightning Network. However, he did not specify a timeline and asked the community to be patient. Previously, on August 2nd, after facing community criticism, Armstrong clarified that he was not ignoring the Bitcoin Layer 2 solution. And before that, in April, Armstrong said he was keen to integrate the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Pierre Richard, who previously contributed to integrating the Bitcoin Lightning Network for Kraken, offered support to Armstrong, asking him to reach out anytime. Many other community members also showed their support and applauded Coinbase for its development. However, some also feel that Coinbase should have already integrated the services. A community member wrote, quote, "Should have been done years ago, but better late than never." While Coinbase is yet to roll out on Bitcoin Lightning, its competitor Binance integrated with the service in July. As of September 11th, Bitcoin Lightning Network has 17,669 nodes and a capacity of 4,783.59 Bitcoin. And that's all we have. Good. It's good. Keep adopting it. Bitcoin Lightning is awesome. So, yes, I want to see some more. Last news article of the day. Okay. This shouldn't be a surprise either. Because I already mentioned on previous episodes that a lot of people were actually jumping ship from Binance.us. And here's another one. This one's written by Ciaran. What is it? Ciaran Lyons. I feel like I know this person from a different website. Anyways, Binance.us CEO Brian Armstrong. Why did I say Armstrong? Let me do that again. Binance.us CEO Brian Schroeder reportedly departs along with 100 jobs axed. Brian Schroeder, the chief executive officer of Binance.us, has reportedly left the cryptocurrency exchange. A company spokesperson has stated that chief legal officer Norman Reed will serve as his temporary replacement. The CEO's departure happened amid the elimination of roughly 100 positions, which amounts to one-third of the workforce. The downsizing is reportedly in response to increased regulatory scrutiny from the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, or Uncle Gary, like I like to call him. Binance.us CEO's departure sparks crypto community speculation. The recent news has triggered speculation within the crypto community. Some are questioning the timing, while others proposed that it could signal a gradual wind down of Binance.us operations. While Clementine stated a post on X, formerly Twitter, that it is pretty obvious the US arm has been winding down operations. Quote, "They do like $15 million of daily volume, not worth the regulatory and legal risk for CZ and Binance, who's already under pressure." Skew, a well-known trading analyst, shared comparable views with Clementine. He hinted to his audience of 87,000 followers that the SEC's legal action against Binance might be drawing to a close. Quote, "Seems like the whole thing is going to be wrapping up in the next few months or less," Skew declared as he speculated over what the outcome will be for Binance. "Federal charges or a big fat fines," he added. However, Adam Cochran pointed out to his 209,800 followers that Binance.us CEO has had a limited social media presence this year. Quote, "Given that Schroeder stopped tweeting 8 months ago, you have to ask yourself, why is this news dropping now?" Cochran also highlighted a series of recent negative events as potential indicator. Then you look at the SEC doing sealed filings last week, a DOJ action looming, and crypto prices being down all week despite strong trade fight. BNB reaction and SEC's legal action against Binance. The exchange's native BNB asset has experienced an approximate 8.7% price drop over the past 30 days. At the time of publication, its price stands at $211. This coincides with the ongoing SEC's legal action and accusations leveled against Binance and its U.S. subsidiary. In June, the SEC filed a lawsuit against Binance.us and Changpeng CZ Zhao. It accused the company under Zhao's control of inflating trading volumes on the exchange. The SEC asserts that Binance.us artificially boosted trading volumes by using dozens of user accounts held by Sigma Chain, a Swiss trading company held by Zhao, according to a recent report. Ouch. You know what? I need to read that again. That is actually, that last sentence is a slap to the face. Actually, let me read that whole thing again. This whole paragraph. This coincides with the ongoing SEC legal action and accusations leveled against Binance and its U.S. subsidiary. In June, the SEC filed a lawsuit against Binance.us and CZ. It accused a company under Zhao's control of infiltrating trading volumes on the exchange. The SEC asserts that Binance.us artificially boosted trading volumes by using dozens of user accounts held by Sigma Chain, a Swiss trading company held by Zhao, according to a recent report. Wow. Yeah. I mean, if that's what it is. So this is new to me. If that's what it is, which that's probably what it is, to be honest. If that's what it is, I can see why CZ is trying to shut down Binance.us as quick as he can, and why everybody's jumping ship, because I'm sure everybody in the top chairs were using the Sigma chain. Oh my goodness. That's insane. That is insane. All right. Okay, I think that's a wrap, Cryptonauts. I think we're done. We got our four. We're only doing four. So, yeah. Anyways, with that said, we might go back to Decrypt. We'll see. But for the time being, I'm just going to be experimenting with different websites and see how they flow. So far, this wasn't bad. BeingCrypto.com, not bad. Okay, we might end up using this one. So, with that said, until next time. Not that. I don't want to end there. I want to end here. Here we go. Until next time. Stack Sats and Hoddle. Adios.